Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take your rascals up until 2 here on the program.
Why you ain't give me no memes?
I'm downloading it currently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not in
the... I told you to get him that memes.
It's not in the system. So
really? I mean, I would have thought 96 has it.
Me too. I thought we were supposed to be the throwback stage.
Huh.
Yeah, no, not in the system.
All right. Yeah. Well, before you do that, though, before you start looking for the memes, why don't you memes it on up, This is why I'm Frog. This is why I'm Frog. This is why I hop. What do you got for us today, Mimsy?
The Mixed Bag, brought to you by us being back together.
Yeah.
Look at that. Last time this year, guys. The final Mixed Bag of the year, so you know I'm going to come with some Drew Smith hate.
Jeez, it's his birthday, dude.
Okay, I'll leave him alone. I'll focus on a man that deserves the spotlight.
Well, somebody talk about Kevin Love. I mean, did you see him airball that four-footer?
Jesus, dude. 14 minutes. I was like, come on, get him out of the game. We have word from our new enforcer.
Oh.
Terry Rozier.
Yeah,
scary
dude.
Terry.
Wow. In this corner.
He spoke yesterday about defending our beloved Tyler Hero and says, you know what? It's just natural instincts to do that. This was scary Terry yesterday after the game.
Nah, it's just natural instincts. You know, we got to protect all our guys, but definitely Tyler at all costs. And, you know, it's just natural instincts. We ain't trying to hurt nobody, but I just seen out in the corner of my eye, and that's just who I am.
See, here's the thing. Like, everyone's going to make fun of Tyler today because, oh, he got tossed like a ragdoll, which he did.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, in hockey, your best players aren't fighters.
Nah.
You have enforcers.
Right.
You have enforcers.
I mean, if we're being... Okay, it wasn't necessarily like a cheap shot, but immediately he was in a vulnerable position.
Of course.
Immediately. Once a guy has you right here, you got to do
Ime
something.
Ime Udoka loved it, though. He's like, what did I see? I saw two guys. I saw one guy was stronger than the other. And I got to tell Ime Udoka, hey, dude, you're the head coach. It's kind of time for you to grow up. Kind of time for you to grow up, dude.
He doesn't have a punchable
big
face.
Bully.
But he
he's a bully. He's like, fight? Great. Let's go. Yeah. Spo's sitting here like, you ever see Spo? And Spo's like, all right, come on. Chris, go handle that. That's what he did. Yeah. Chris Caron, go handle that. Ime Udoka's like, let's go. I can't wait to fight. That's like, hey, you know, Ime, respectfully, you know, you want to fight everybody, all right? You know, you chase skirt and lost Nia Long.
Come on.
You know, I mean, perhaps this is just me. You lost a championship team over it.
Come on,
like, perhaps this is just me, but maybe you should just...
You just shut up, dude.
Take it down a notch. Yeah.
Wasn't he, like, picking a fight with LeBron earlier this year?
Picks fights
year?
With everybody. He just looks angry. Like he's picking fights.
So angry.
Look at him.
We get it. You lost
And Nia. By the way, it doesn't help that he has Dylan Brooks on his team.
Well, you see him yesterday, though. More like Dylan cooked.
He might get traded here if there's a Jimmy Butler trade too, by the way.
That's going to be rough. Hopefully not, though. I hope this kind of drives away.
Is Dylan Brooks the most ornery Canadian of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. No, for sure.
Maybe Larry Walker?
Oh, didn't even know he was Canadian.
What? Anyway.
More of the mix back?
Yeah.
We have a little bit more from yesterday's scuffle, if you will.
This okay.
An opinion that not sure I really want to hear, but this is Loverboy Bam Adebayo about the scuffle, and I don't know. He says some words I don't believe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what being in this locker room is about. That's our locker room. That's the brotherhood we have. Like, one of us getting a scuffle, we all jump in. I mean, you know the rules on the bench, but you know the five that's out there. Go get him off your teammate.
He was in there. He wasn't throwing punches, but he was backing people off.
Exactly. He was keeping the peace.
Keeping the peace. Everyone, what's wrong with keeping the peace?
Did you find a problem with that?
A lot of people do. But people want Bama to buy out to punch somebody right in the face.
You scored 4 points, dude. At least you can do something.
Here's the deal.
Come on.
Especially as captain, they think that he should punch
as him. As the leader of the team, you have to do things a certain way.
Udonis would have punched
someone. But at all, he's a different leader.
Yeah, he's a different breed.
It's legitimately like his.
If Udonis went out and threw a bulge, you're still going to score 120.
Like, Udonis has him, is like, conflict? Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that. Tough.
That's how he lives. They're not the same. Not everybody's the same.
You still have to be a captain in that you got to make damn sure you're available for the rest of the game.
Yes. They couldn't have the whole team get thrown out. The game wasn't over.
Oh, yeah. God forbid Bam Adebayo's 6.5 points.
You know, they didn't. You know,
who's in Bam Adebayo?
He does other things.
Yeah, like whine, complain.
Don't forget
about that.
Look, I agree that his season has not been up to snuff.
Yeah.
He has not offensively.
Yeah, no.
Hit his mark.
The scientific term for his season is.
That's not a scientific term. So. And you will not say that about him.
Come on, dude.
I want you to keep the same energy in front of him.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Things get crazy between now and media day. You know?
Yeah,
brain's so foggy.
I'll bring it up.
I'm telling you, his game has fell off ever since he cheated in Domino.
Look at that! Look, at
you broke
that.
What else you got in the mix bag?
I have potentially. Not sure if you guys witnessed this. The scumbag of all scumbags. But this time, from the Sacramento Kings,
dude. This was crazy. Did you see what the Sacramento Kings did to Mike Brown this weekend, Leroy?
Mikey Brown.
They fired him, right?
They fired him.
They
fired him after running a practice and doing the media.
Look at
they
that.
Put, he was driving to the airport to go to their flight to the Lakers game.
Yeah.
Fired him.
Look at that.
Cold. They lost, like, they've lost six straight, by the way.
Yeah,
I didn't know, work. They lost again.
The guy who essentially is responsible for lighting the beam. What kind of relevancy did Sacramento have prior to that? Unfortunately,
De'Aaron Fox didn't sign that extension.
It seems like things are exploding and imploding in Sacramento.
Somebody knew. I'm not going to mention no names.
That firing, though, according to Mr. Michael
Sneaky
Malone,
like a fox.
Sneaky like a fox. What did the fox say? He said, get me the hell out of
Sacramento. Dude, his quote was like pretty cold. It was like, they'll be all right. Guaranteed contracts. I was like, what?
Whoa.
I was like, okay. Apparently, Lou Williams, boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Lou Williams does like a FanDuel TV, and he said that two things really set it off, according to his sauces.
Oh.
He tried to put DeMar DeRozan on the bench.
Who?
Mike Brown.
Yes.
Tried to send DeMar DeRozan to the bench, and that De'Aaron Fox was tired of being singled out in the media.
Wow. Okay.
Now, here's the thing that I would say, though. I don't think firing Mike Brown's going to keep Fox in Sacramento, dude.
Yeah. And DeMar DeRozan, not a Hall of Famer.
Okay,
like
he
I
is
said.
A Hall of Famer, totally. But he's not as good as he used to be.
I'm just saying. Michael Malone, though.
Nuggets coach. Who also coached the Kings.
And
was fired by them.
Chatty Patty. Bit of a chatty patty. Says that firing... Not only was it no class, it was no balls.
Wow.
That's what he said.
On the firing of Mike Brown.
Awful. Yeah, awful. And the reason I say that, Matt, is so we're going into a meeting this afternoon. And, you know, the good thing about me is that I'm not on social media. I'm not aware of what's going on outside these walls sometimes. I've had an office with no windows for 10 years. It's probably taken off 6 years of my life. And I go into the meeting, and the coaches say, you hear about Mike Brown. And I said, why? What happened? And they said he got fired. And at first, I was really shocked and surprised. And then I caught myself. I said, why am I shocked and surprised? For two reasons. One, because as an NBA head coach, ultimately, you're going to get the blame. When they win, it's going to go to Sabonis and Fox. When you lose, it's going to go to Mike Brown. That's the way it works. And two, who he works for. So I'm not surprised that Mike Brown got fired, because I got fired by the same person. And what really pissed me off about it was the fact that they lost last night, fifth game in a row, I believe. Tough loss, fouling a jump shooter. They had practice this morning. He does his post-game media, and he's in his car going to the airport to fly to L.A., and they call him on the phone. No class, no balls. That's what I'll say about that. Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
Thanks, everybody. Hey.
That stuck the landing.
He explained it. Was he wrong?
No, that was pretty good. Okay. No, it was great.
You hurt sometimes.
No class, no balls. Thanks, everybody. That's definitely going to be a sign of the next Kings Nuggets game.
Oh, that's going to be good. That's the merch that I need.
No class, no balls.
Wow.
No Fox soon either.
Yeah. Where you think he lands? You think he gets another
NBA
job?
Hard to say. I'm not doing it, because you guys are going to get, who are we going to trade? And then I'm held to it for life, you know? Like, I can never say anything anymore. Tell you who I'm not trading for him, though.
Wait. You know, you are the reason why we do this with you.
Mm.
Because normally, every time somebody's disgruntled, you picture them in a Heat uniform without considering the ramifications of who and how much and what you're going to have to do to get that player.
Yeah.
So, don't blame us. That's you. You set the tone for these things.
I blame you.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
Well, you got anything else in the mixed bag, Froggy?
That's it.
Man, we'll take a break. Mike McDaniel addressed his team in the locker room. We'll hear from the Dolphins head coach. See how many game balls he gave out. Back after this.